T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, it's that time, everybody. Ain't that some shh? Time to get it off your chest.
Yeah.
Time to release. Release your anger. Release your fears. It's time for Bleep You Thursday.
I got
Brian,
one.
All right, you start. Hell yeah. I love it. You're
damn,
ready.
That crane that held me up for like 30-something minutes this morning. Listen, I understand you have construction going on, but you have to also understand that life doesn't stop for every damn body else. So if you have two lanes on the other side, make it one each way if you're going to block the whole side off.
Hey, I'm with you. I would like to say I complained about this crane the other day and you all yelled at me. That's all I wanted to point out. I have a very specific bleep you that I don't think I got to. Landfill, did I ever get to do my bleep you about the emails and the apps and all that?
No.
Okay. Here's what is really bothering me, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
You get an alert, right? You get an email from really anybody, from your bank, mm-hmm. from social media, Twitter, Instagram, whatever the hell it is, from these apps you have on your phone that you use with regularity.
All right.
Right? Like Yahoo Fantasy. I use that all the time for my fantasy teams. Cameo. I use my Cameo all the time. I get an email. I get an alert. So I open the email, and it launches me to a web browser page that says download the app.
You already have the app.
Bleep you! I have the app. Just launch from the email to the app. I'm not a web coder.
Can I give you?
Why the hell can't people figure that out?
Can I give you a hint? When they start
sure.
sending you all these emails from apps, and you already have the app, don't click on that. Normally, that's how scammers get you.
Yeah, I rarely do. I know that, but like, it just. Why can't, like,
I understand where he's going with it. Why, if they send you, but the whole thing, if they're sending you an email to go to an app that you already have and it doesn't take you straight to the app, you might want to immediately get out of that because I think that's something else going on there. Just like right now, I think one of the best things that scammers are doing, and I want everybody to pay attention. If you get something from your bank, and if it looks any kind of way strange, you know, don't click on a link that you get. If it reads that you got to check your app or something, go straight to your app because scammers are now so good, they'll send you stuff from your bank or wherever, your credit card telling you that you have some message, and when you click in, they get all your information. So anything that has anything pertaining to your profile and you got all your financial stuff, don't ever click on that. You go straight to the app that you already have. Don't go through no damn email.
I'm with you about that. But if it's something I trust, if it's my bill pay, or if it's, there are things that I know are legitimate emails.
No, what I'm saying, you don't know that they're legitimate emails because right now scammers are sending stuff and it looks exactly like the same email from Bank of America. But guess what? When you click on it, you find out that it's not Bank of America. You know, when you start looking and you say, money gone.
That's true.
So what you have to do, if it's anything that's pertaining to your personal information, If it's from a financial institution or a credit card or pay, go straight to that app or whatever you have set up. Don't click on that damn email. That's all I'm saying.
See, Bleep You Thursday is also life lessons. That's why it's so important that we do this every week.
Yeah.
Let's go to Michael in Culpeper. I understand that Michael is mad at a car. Hello, Michael. You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Gentlemen, long-time listener, first-time caller. Glad to be a part of it.
What's up, man?
Appreciate it, buddy.
Well, bleep you to the dealership I just went to who had a $120 tab and only tips $5 on it.
Hold on. What happened?
Wait. So you were delivering some food or something?
Delivering food for $120.
And they gave you $5.
$5 for it.
That is incredibly lame.
That's low. Bleep that's way
them.
Low.
Let me ask you, what should the what should the tip be on $120 delivery food?
About 24.
Like 20%, $25?
Yeah, about $24,
$25. I mean, in all honesty, I'll take 10% and be happy, but if you give me 2%, whew, it's a little stinger. So bleep you.
Yep.
Yeah, man, that's a good one. Sorry about that, pal.
All right, bro.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. Let's go to Marco in Milwaukee. Marco, you're on with B. Mitch and Finley. What's up, man?
Hey, I got two bleep views. One is for you, JP. So I called the other day because you left me on hold for an hour and a half. And then when I hung up, you were saying, oh, hey, I want you to, your task is to find a place to be open and find some place because I can't find any places to eat in Milwaukee and then tweet me. So not only, I work in media here, so I pulled some strings. I got a 5-star place that's going to stay open. I tweet you 3 times.
And you haven't responded, JP? What the hell?
Never responded.
I missed it.
I've got a place staying open for you, and you can't even bother to respond.
Hey, I would.
What's your Twitter,
if I were you and I see him, I would just pluck him right in the middle of his head.
What's your Twitter, dude?
It's the Marco Nation. And I said, hey, JP, I got a place. I just need to know what time you're going to be in Milwaukee, and they'll stay open for you.
All right. I just followed you. Send me a DM.
I'm going to go to the game. I'm going to heckle you like that other guy heckled you.
I mean, dude, the amount of heckling I get is through the roof. I don't, like,
actually, I'm just
we wonder how much worse things can get for Washington football team. I can't get heckled anymore. Go ahead. Heckle away.
I can't wait to see up at Lambeau. The other so if you follow me back, I'll let you know these guys are going to stay open for you. It's a 4-star, 5-star Italian place. You'll love it.
All right, bring me some, and awesome. JP, bring me something back.
And the other
won't see you for like 2 days.
This is for Cody Betts.
Sure.
This is for Cody Betts. Cody, I got to say a big F you because all of the problems we're having as a Washington football team can be tracked to one person who needs to come back and apologize, and that's Al Boyd Mays. It's him. He
well done,
it.
Marco.
He was the hell boy.
Thank
man.
You, Marco. Appreciate you.
He went
you,
way
buddy.
Back to 1991, dog. Woo.
That's a deep cut. It is Bleep You Thursday on B. Mitch and Finley. In about 20 minutes, we'll be joined by Washington Wizards forward Kyle Kuzma. Can't wait to talk to Kuz. That should be a lot of fun. Don't miss that. Let's go to our guy, Jupe in Gaithersburg, on a Bleep You Thursday. Jupe, what's up, man?
Fellas, what's going on?
What's up, Jupe?
I'm doing a bleep myself today. I got to give credit where credit is due. All the garbage I've been talking about, Sam Darnold. I've been seeing his highlights, watching the play. He's been balling out. I guess he came to terms with those ghosts since he be seeing. So, yeah, I'm bleeping myself today. All right,
Jupe.
Sam Darnold. Well,
you get him back.
He's
don't
come
worry.
Back to earth. Don't worry about that.
Let's go to Mark in D.C., Mark, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, I got a bleep you for you. How about you retire Sean Taylor number, but when are you going to retire Doug Williams number, the first black quarterback to ever win a Super Bowl? That's why the football team not having no luck. Look at the Cowboys. Now they just retired Jimmy Johnson with all the problems that he had with Jerry Jones, and look at the success they have in this season. Doug Williams' number? That's disrespectful.
All right, brother.
Thank you for the call, man. Last summer I wrote a series of articles. I wrote 5 articles about 5 players that should get their numbers retired. And I'd have to look it up, but I'm pretty sure I went Sonny, Riggo, Doug, Daryl, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had already announced they were doing Bobby Mitchell.
Uh-huh.
That would be my list. But and maybe you got to get to Art Monk, too.
Yeah.
But I think you got a real case. That now, here's the flip side is Doug only played for this organization for a short period of time. But what he accomplished winning a Super Bowl is far greater than the amount of games started. So I got no fight on that one. Let's go to OP in Ocean City. OP. Is it OP or OP? Start there.
OP
the
like
name?
Andy Griffith.
Uh-oh.
OP like Andy Griffith.
OP Cunningham.
Okay.
Sir Greg Leonard named
OP loves bean
when
pies.
I was a kid and stuck. Yeah, Sugar Ray Leonard, our local boxing hero.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
He nicknamed me that when I was 3 years old, and I'm 47, and it still is my
well,
what
Sugar
I go
Ray gave
by,
you a nickname, right. You keep it.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's
he
cool.
Was making
he gave
fun
me a
of
nickname.
I was so rad as a kid. But my bleep.
Yeah, I don't know what that. I don't know if we can take that call, dude. But thanks for listening, Opie. Ben in Germantown is mad about something. Hello, Ben. You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, what's going on?
What up, Ben?
I wanted to say bleep you to Peter Rosenberg for calling for Jack Del Rio's job. It's a little pot calling the kettle. I mean, I don't know how familiar you guys are with his career, but in 2007, Hot 95 had their summer jam, and Peter Rosenberg decided to throw words at Nicki Minaj, who was the headliner for the show. And she decided not to play the show because of Peter's words. And he did not get fired for that because his boss thought he was worth that he was worth keeping. And right now, Ron's saying that that Jack's worth keeping. I don't think he should be throwing shots.
That's partially true. But Peter also smoothed it out with Nicki. And it was like a misunderstanding.
Yeah, but you know what? In this business right here, if you are making a lot of money for the franchise, you're worth keeping. What is Jack really – I mean, I understand what you're saying, but what is Jack really doing besides took a defense and now it's worse than it was?
Yeah. I mean, it was better than it was last year. It was one up, one down. And I hear your point, though. So we have a few more callers on the line, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067, if you got to get something off your chest. I did want to give Landfill and Cody an opportunity to send bleep yous to the universe. Cody's a very angry young man, and Landfill hates everything.
Well,
so,
I think, boys, no, I'm going to say, no, I'm going to say bleep Cody for almost taking him out. Well, he wouldn't want to say that, but I said it for him.
Well, I think Ahmet said bleep Josh Allen for not getting a QB sneak that would have made him $7,000.
Yeah, definitely.
Landfill, Cody, did you have anything?
No, I think we're all good over here this week.
Yeah, I'm really,
really?
Happy.
You too?
I'm a very happy person.
Very unlike you both.
It's going to snow today.
Well, I got my bleep you out on what, like Tuesday? So just saying bleep you to that guy.
Yep.
Oh, the guy. What's he doing now?
Did you get the letter out to him?
Wait, the letter is sent. So
to the people or to him?
To the guy.
So you had to send it to him.
Yeah, right. Directly to his house. So but now if he comes on our property, we're allowed to call the cops. And then the next thing.
No, but I thought that letter had to go to the
magistrate. But that's
the magistrate
the,
first.
That's the next one. There's another step because you got to jump through hoops. So no one.
So you got he has to know. Then you send it to them, and then he can be arrested.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a very long process.
All right.
Less hoops, more scoops. That's what we want in this world. All right, let's go to our guy John in Jacksonville is on the line. What's up,
Johnny? What's up, brother?
B-Mitch and Finley.
Hey, B-Mitch. Hey, B-Mitch. Hey, JP. First of all, because I've been listening every day since you guys first came on together, and I've never had an opportunity to do this, and I'm going to do this now because there's a DMV connection. John Crawford, Bishop Kenny Crusaders, Jacksonville, Florida, among the alum with the DMV connection, Darren O'Day, who pitched for the Orioles, and Jonathan Papelbon.
Strong.
Went to my school.
I like it.
Oh, they did?
I like it.
Yes, and Jonathan Papelbon, when he played at my high school, he didn't even pitch. He played first base.
You, so you mean the guy that choked Bryce?
The D.C. Yes. What did Jason Worth call him? The D.C. Strangler.
More known for the Red Sox, yes.
Yeah, that is
correct. So, okay, now, B-Mitch, you know that I work at a hospital, and it's one of the largest here in Jacksonville, so I have to park in this large parking garage. So I'm coming to work, and I have got this guy, Billy Joe Bob, who's got a 4x4 that's probably about 20 feet high. So I'm behind him, and two cars are behind me in the garage. So Billy Joe Bob decides he's going to back into his parking place. Okay, four cars behind him, okay? And it's like, are you just a rude SOB or what? So bleep you, okay? When you've got cars behind you, you park in a regular parking spot. If nobody's behind you, then you can back in.
There you go.
Okay.
I'm with that.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
All right, good one there. Let's go to Steve in Richmond. I don't know what Steve wants, but he's mad at something.
What up, Steve?
Hello, Steve. You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
J.P. Finley, Steve Lamb from Richmond. I'm ready for a podcast party, man.
What's up, Stevie? How you doing, pal?
I'm good. How are you? Hey, real quick, just wanted to say great show. Disgusted with the way the team is going this year. I can't believe that I've already sold 5 games, but I'm still at home yelling on TV. I just can't give the money away anymore. But you guys keep up the good work. And remember, it's Monster Vodka Friday.
Monster.
Monster, not Red Bull. We'll keep that in mind.
All right.
That's right.
We got 2 more left. We'll do it fast. Thank you, Steve, for calling, buddy. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Jerry and Bowie. Jerry, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Hi, this is a young lady, but they actually put me on the wrong call. I didn't call for the bleep you. I called early, and I've been on hold for about an hour or more.
Oh, we sorry.
Sorry.
I guess you tell another bleep us, right? What you say?
No. Can they just put me back on hold and you pick me up later on so I can respond to Ryan Mitchell's remark earlier?
I think now's probably your best chance. If you want, B-Mitch is here.
Okay.
You can talk to Brian.
So I wanted to agree with Ryan Mitchell that we need to get our the base of our team together. We need to get a foundation set before we bring anyone in to, that we can actually coach up or nurture. It's just not going to work. And I think that's part of the problem for all of the sections in the football team. That's what's been going on, I think, with a lot of the players that come here. That's why they do so well when they leave. We just don't have a foundation. So that's my comment on that. I agree with you. And me and my dad love you guys. We look at you all the time. We love you guys for that.
Appreciate you.
His name is John Mosley.
Thank you. Hey, shout out, Dad. John Mosley, she said? What? John.
I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't hear the last name probably.
Here's what we got to do. Kyle Kuzma, Washington Wizards forward, joins us next on B. Mitch and Finley. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, welcome back. B. Mitch and Finley. And joining us now, the 1-0. Washington Wizards. Kyle Kuzma joins us on the...
How are we doing, guys?
What's up, man? How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. I can't complain.
All right, man. Big win last night for you all. What is it about? The team seems to be gelling kind of quickly here. What have you all seen come together so quick?
You know, I think at the end of the day, we still got a long ways to go to, you know, accomplish our goals and our aspirations of what we're trying to, you know, build day by day. But I think we've done a great job so far in these past couple of weeks of preseason, leading up to game one of, you know, just identifying what we're looking for as a group. You know, that's keeping it real simple, you know, just playing hard, playing smart, playing together. And, you know, I think we did a great job, you know, particularly on that defensive end. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that really, really helped us out a lot. You know, obviously, we've had our fair share of issues during the preseason defensively, but we had a good outing, and it helped us out.
Kyle, you know, I did a radio show with John Thompson before, and he talked so much about rebounding and defense, of those 1-2 type things of basketball. And I saw that last night, and I was impressed. You know, is that something that Coach Unsell kind of pushes for you all and tell you that what you need to pride yourselves on?
Well, I think that's just what we just, you know, kind of just push and understand from a group. You know, I think, you know, with me and KCP, you know, coming over and, you know, having that type of championship pedigree and understanding to win a championship, you know, you have to be able to, one, defend and rebound. If you do that, you're going to be in a lot of ball games. So, you know, obviously carrying that over and us having that gang rebound type mentality, it's going to bode well because you can play defense for 22 seconds great and don't get a rebound. It doesn't matter. So, you know, it all goes hand in hand.
Well, that's something you did well last night, 15 rebounds. And the thing I noticed, you all didn't shoot the three ball well last night, but you did rebound. You did defend. Like, you know, when you see you can do other things, is that something that you pride yourself on, being able to do whatever it takes to win?
Yeah, you know, I'm a winning player in this league. And, you know, those are, like I said, two of the most important things you need to do to travel, especially when you're on the road. If you look at us as a team, we didn't shoot well from three, but we did those other things. And, you know, especially for myself, I take pride in being an all-around player and just doing it all on the court, you know, not just being a one-trick pony or just trying to be a scorer, but, you know, being out on the court, defending, rebounding, playmaking, scoring timely baskets, and, you know, just trying to lead out there. So
I saw how you all celebrated with Coach after the game, getting that first victory for him as a head coach. You know, was that important for you all to make sure you get that for him, take the little monkey off of his back?
Yeah, 100%. You know, I told him before the game during the star lineups, said, Coach, we're going to try to go out there and get you a win first game. And, you know, I think that was important for him, obviously helping him and getting that monkey off his back, but also, you know, setting the tone for the season. You know, you always want to start, you know, the season off with a W. You know, you always want to have that positive, optimistic mindset going in, and I think that we can, that's something that we can build on.
Talking to Kyle Kuzma on the BetQL guest hotline. Power forward for the Washington Wizards, got a big victory last night presented by BetQL Network. Wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game, streaming now on the Odyssey app. You all got a bunch of guys on this team from different places, and they play hard. Harrell, Montrell, Trez, like he plays hard as they possibly can. No, what when you look at your team right now, what is something you can put your finger on and say, this team will be doing this?
Well, I think one thing for certain is, you know, we're going to play hard. We have to play hard. You know, we're a talented team, but we're not one of the most talented. So in order for us to, you know, continue to make strides and win games, but win ball games night in, night out, we have to play hard. So I think that's the first thing. And then, you know, as we grow and grow within that mind state, we'll continue to get better defensively, and hopefully we, you know, hang our head on that end of the floor.
Talking with Washington Wizards' Kyle Kuzma. Kyle, we really appreciate you taking the time, and congrats on the big win last night. I've grown up here. I rooted for the Bullets, and now I root for the Wizards. That was as fun of a opening night win as I can remember in a long time. I got to ask you, though, as a guy that played for the Lakers, for the Lakers in Hollywood with LeBron and everything that entails, does this feel like a fresh start or a refresh button on your career a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, 100%. You know, it's obviously, you know, I had a great career in L.A., exceeded expectations being a 27th pick, you know, accomplishing so many things, winning the championship, and obviously taking that backseat and learning from, you know, the great players that I played with there. And, you know, I'm thankful for that experience and that whole journey because, you know, I have a chance to come here and lead and learn or take everything that I've learned over the past 2 years from Hall of Fame players and try to instill it and, you know, make an impact here. So, you know, I think it's great for me.
You all started up on the road and got a great victory. You're going to be kicking off your home game tomorrow. What can we expect?
Man, you know, hopefully we expect the fans to be out there. You know, I think that's the number one thing. You know, obviously, you know, we're a fresh team, a lot of new faces, a lot to get familiar with. And, you know, I think, you know, we just lay a brick every day, eventually build a house and get the community behind us and, you know, just, you know, keep rallying. So.
Kyle, I'm not trying to be your editor or anything, but I don't know that for a basketball player, you should say lay a brick every day. Maybe like build a wall every day or something. Yeah, maybe we can workshop that.
Well, you know, we're in the East Coast, and all these colonial houses are brick homes. So, you know, kind of makes
very,
sense
very
now.
True. Definitely. I'm just messing with you. I want to ask you kind of away from the basketball court, right? Like, I've read your bio, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you grew up in Michigan, lived in Philly, college in Utah, lived on the West Coast.
Been like, all over the place.
Is D.C. kind of brand new to you? Like, who helps you find a place to live? Like, do you need any restaurant recommendations? Do you know what mumbo sauce is? Like, can we help you with anything?
Yeah, you know, I've been all over the place for sure. You know, I've... Which is a good thing because for me, you know, I feel like I can live anywhere. You know, I don't need that much to live somewhere. So, DC's been great. You know, it's an interesting town, a lot of, you know, history and fun facts to learn about it, things to visit. But, you know, I'm finding my way around, you know. I'm good right now. But if I have anything, I'll ask you.
All right, I'm going to ask you about something.
Listen, you got friends here. You can reach out.
Definitely. You got your center, Gafford. How good can he be?
I think he can be big time. You know, I think, you know, he made a smart decision, you know, first of all, you know, with his contract. And, you know, I think it's a good building block for him. You know, I think that he has the potential to be, you know, as his IQ grows and his mind of the game grows, to be, you know, a really dynamic defender in this league. If you look at his body and his archetype, you know, being a rim protector, a live threat, and, you know, as he gets older and smarter, you know, communicating and being that anchor on defense, he could be huge on that side of the ball.
Kyle, let me ask you this. I mean, so much of this is new here between you and all the guys they got in the Westbrook trade, and obviously Brad is kind of the holdover, and Brad means a lot to the city. I've gotten to interview him a handful of times. I feel like we know each other a bit. None of us know really much at all about Wes Unseld Jr., which is kind of ironic because his father built his career here.
Yes.
What is Wes like? What is he like as a dude? What's he like as a coach?
You know, I like Wes a lot. You know, I think in my career I've dealt with coaches that are, you know, great coaches. You know, don't get me wrong, but, you know, for Wes, he's been very refreshing because he is a very transparent guy. You know, he calls it how he sees it. And he's not the smartest guy in the room. You know, he's very knowledgeable, but he's okay with, you know, if you have a better way, we'll go with it. And I think that's very, very important because when we talk about winning, sometimes you need to see different angles of life and different point of views to be successful. And he's such a player coach, and I really like playing for him. So,
in other words, he allows the players to have some say.
Yep, exactly.
All right.
That's something that our friend Brian Mitchell likes. All right, so this is a unsolicited suggestion. I've seen multiple Wizards players in there. There's an Italian spot around the corner from the arena called RPM. Go in there,
it's
see
fantastic.
Our guy Brian. He'll take good care of you. That is a heartfelt suggestion from the.
There's some spots in Georgetown I found.
Look at him.
Yeah. All right. He's ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
Kyle, we really appreciate the time. Congrats on the big win, and welcome to D.C., man. We're excited to come check you out in person Friday
night,
Kyle. Throughout the season.
Yeah, appreciate you guys taking the time.
All right, man. Take care.
Yep. Right.
Make sure you go to the Wiz game tomorrow night, people. Go support your team and start off 2-0.
They're 1-0 and in first place, Brian.
There you go.
And Kyle Kuzma seems very cool.
Yeah, he does.
Kyle Kuzma was able to deal with me making a cheesy joke about bricks. So
yeah, you are cheesy.
I'm all in on that guy. when we return, I think we're all tied up with the week in the balance this evening. Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here, and you heard JP and I talking about Paul Henry over at Paul Henry's Window Installations and how we've enjoyed working with him. As we said, my windows are in. JP's going to be getting his in shortly, and he's going to be impressed. I can tell him what he can expect. He can expect now, if it's going to be cool in your house, keep it cool. It's going to stay cool. You don't have to worry about that energy going out. It's going to be warm, which we know that cold weather is coming. It's going to stay warm. You won't have your heat and your air conditioning unit working overtime because the window will keep everything in that's supposed to be there and everything out that doesn't supposed to be there. Paul came to my house, and he was very, very open and honest with me, gave me the best price up front. And when his guys came over to install the stuff, they were very professional. They came in, they told me, Mr. Mitchell, this is how it's going to work. We're going to make sure we clean everything up when we leave, and it was exactly like that. You know, a lot of times people come to your house, they leave junk hanging around. When they're gone, they still leave stuff there. They did not do that whatsoever. Paul Henry will be also participating in the Real Men Wear Pink campaign this October because it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And Paul will be donating $10 off for every window sold in October and also $50 off for every door sold. So don't delay. Call them this month to receive 20% off Soft Light and Marvin Windows and with the 5-window minimum and also 20% off Proia Doors. If you mention my name, Brian Mitchell, you're going to also receive an extra 5% off. So contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today at 540-359-6842. That's paulhenryswindows.com. Your clear home improvement choice.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Practice concluding out here in Ashburn, Virginia. Jack Del Rio and Chase Young are speaking with the media right now. Chase Young explains that he feels like his game's starting to come together. He's had a sack in each of the last two games, had a sack fumble two games ago. I think that's fair. I think you're starting to see him kind of get back to what expectations were, and I think there's a big test coming this week in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
B. Mitch, I got the official injury report. I was going to read it for you.
What's that?
Sam Cosmi, Curtis Samuel, Brandon Scherff, and Cam Sims did not practice. That is multiple DNPs for all these guys. Frankly, at this point, I'd be stunned if any of them play on Sunday. That's Cosmi, Curtis Samuel, Brandon Scherff, Cam Sims.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is three offensive starters. That is the right side of your offensive line and the star wideout you brought in this offseason.
Yeah.
Not great. Limited capacity, and this is where the news gets better. And we talked about this a little earlier, I believe. Antonio Gibson, Terry McLaurin, Ricky Seals-Jones, De'Ami Brown, William Jackson III, all back out there in a limited capacity. I think the headliners here are Gibson, McLaurin, and even Seals-Jones to some degree. I think all three of them will play Sunday in Green Bay, and frankly, Washington's going to need a lot out of them to win that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, Charles Leno III missed practice yesterday, non-football related. He was back today, full participant. I think that's a legitimate nothing to see there.
Okay.
That sound about right to you?
I'll take that.
All right, let's go to Heard It Here First, Landfill. All right, Cody Betts, run a traffic report. It seems like we got a big night coming up.
All righty, Mullins is 1-2. JP, B. Mitch, and myself are 2-1,
Woo!
So it's still anybody's week.
Anybody's week?
Where are you going, JP?
All right, that's what I like to hear. I'll go not first.
Oh, you're going first.
Who says who?
The oldest person on the phone.
Cody, get me a line on Case Keenum pass yards tonight. That's what I'm curious about that. Because I know what I want to do, but I know it'll incite a riot with my friend Brian.
219 and a half.
If he can't get that, he shouldn't be in the league.
And a half. I mean, Alex Smith made a career out of not getting
that. If he don't do that, he shouldn't be in the league.
I'm sensing some Case Keenum dislike from you, B.
I don't think he's that great. To be honest with you, I'm just saying.
Right, but he's a backup. Like, he's not.
But still, he's not that great, I'm saying.
I don't think he's great either. I just think he's going to pass for 220 yards tonight. And you know what? That's it. I'm on the books. Give me Case Keenum over 219 and a hook.
I mean, you're an NFL player. You should be able to do that, at least.
All right. Well, I'm going to do a parlay. I'm going to try to win the week here. Melvin Gordon over 11.5 receiving yards, and I'm going to go with the Dodgers money line in game 5.
Wow. What is that series, 3-1?
I'm going Dodgers money line. Give me the Cages going over, 18 there? I'm taking the Cages for that.
That's a big number, Landfill. Let's lock in the official number there.
Hey, I already did it.
He already did it. I'll find out what it is. I'm going to take the Keenum over.
What do we use?
Oh, my God.
We use FanDuel, don't we?
We've been using that since the beginning of time. But you seem to use whatever you find.
That's all I was saying.
Yeah, I know. I take that.
Okay, you just said 18. 18 and
18,
a half.
18 and a half. I might. You want to buy it up to 19 for me? And then I'll take that too. Give me $1,000. I'm taking it 19.
No, thank you. I'm not going to parlay. I'm going to play this smart. I'm just going to put my one Case Keenum bet in, and I'm going to shut my giant mouth. You're up, Landfill.
Ooh, that is a big one, too.
All right, I'm going to take the Keenum over passing yards prop and the Browns money line parlay.
Hey, you get jumping on my Keenum thing. What the hell?
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely going to get it.
Yeah, if you don't get over 200 yards in the NFL, you should not be in the NFL. All I'm saying.
It's 220. And Taylor Heineke had a buck 80 last week.
Yeah, but he sucks.
Jeez. Thank you to all of our guests today.
You keep listening with us. You're not going to be able to go in the locker room anymore.
I mean, seriously. I'm sitting here and these guys are walking past me. What do you want me to do?
Who cares?
Thank you to Josh Norris from Underdog Fantasy. Thank you to Peter Rosenberg from ESPN New York. Thank you to Kyle Kuzma. That was very, very cool. All right, I want to run through tomorrow. Cody, correct me if I'm wrong. We're doing the Bud Light beer giveaway.
Yes, I've already got an idea for it. Yep, we will be doing that tomorrow.
All right, it's a random. What's your idea?
I'll tell you tomorrow.
Yeah, I always want stuff to be rushed. Relax.
I don't think it's rushed.
Relax, Bama.
I'll see you at the workout tomorrow morning.
All right, 8:30.
Yep.
I'll be there, buddy.
The hip doctor told me he'll be there tomorrow, too.
He was there last time, but all he did was take a shower. He didn't he didn't make me move or turn off the television or anything. There's another dude that works out that Cody and I see pretty frequently and have never interacted with whatsoever. He just comes in, does his thing, and I think that's how it should be, right, Cody?
That's his buddy.
Grant and Danny coming up next. Thank you to everybody that listened today. Thank you to everybody that called today. Thank you to everybody that got something off their chest for Bleep You Thursday. Tomorrow's Vodka Red Bull Friday, Football Friday. A lot going on. Keep it right here for Grant and Danny. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.